Now, 8 minutes to 8, Gail is back with the business news.
Thanks, Gavin. There are just 2 days to go before the end of a 90-day pause on US President Donald Trump's April 2nd Liberation Day tariffs. He says the US is close to finalising several trade pacts in the coming days. An EU-US deal is yet to be agreed. PwC's global trade and customs partner, John O'Loughlin, is on the line now to discuss the impact on Irish businesses with me. John, we're still in the dark about what tariffs will be imposed. Speaking on the This Week programme, the Enterprise Minister said the best case scenario in the talks is that a political framework can be delivered on Tuesday evening. And last week, the Taoiseach said US tariffs of 10% will be the new normal. What could these 10% tariffs mean for businesses, and will they be equal for all sectors?
Morning, Gail. Yeah, I think over the last couple of days, we've certainly seen this, the commentary that a 10% baseline could become the new normal. Now, if we see a 10% baseline kind of structured around somewhat of a framework deal, that wouldn't be unprecedented. We saw it with China, and we also saw it very recently with the UK, that framework deal could be the mechanism that gets both parties really to the table and puts a little bit of structure around having a little bit of certainty for business going forward. For businesses more broadly, 10% is not a good answer. And a framework deal where we have 10% really puts certainty around that 10%, where I think businesses have been hoping that 10% may have been somewhat of a stopgap, ultimately going down to zero. Doesn't look like that's going to happen. And even if we see carve-outs, which have also been mentioned, carve-outs can kind of go one of two ways. Carve-outs can be something that looks towards zero, like we've had with pharma and semiconductors since Liberation Day. But also, and I would be fearful of this, we could have carve-outs that have put a rate of duty somewhat higher than 10%. So the carve-outs here don't necessarily move towards zero. A carve-out for certain sectors could potentially mean a rate higher than 10%.
What about importers or companies not directly involved in trade? Will they also feel the brunt of tariffs from supply chains and other countries that have been levied?
Yeah, I think there's two parts to that question, Gail. One is the wider supply chain impact. We would always say to companies, this isn't about just sending to the US. This isn't just about buying from the US. This is global in nature. So your customer's customer might be impacted in the US. You might be buying from a supplier in Germany who buys from the US. So this is about end-to-end supply chains. So I would 100% agree. Companies that don't trade directly with the US might be impacted indirectly. The second part to that is that this is global in nature. Again, we focus on Irish exporters and Irish importers buying and selling to and from the US. But we have a lot of Irish companies that are trading globally. They're managing supply chains centrally from Ireland, whether they're Irish PLCs, Irish pharma companies, or even Irish private. The Liberation Day tariffs didn't focus on the EU. They focused on every country globally. So we'll be watching over the next couple of days to see what the rates are, obviously, for the European Union, but what the impact is for the wider global supply chain, particularly companies that are managing supply chains from Ireland where products never physically come here or come to the European Union. This is a global issue, and certainly companies need to be looking at that issue through that lens over the next couple of days.
Okay, that's all we have time for this morning. PwC's global trade and customs partner, John O'Loughlin, thanks for your time this morning. We'll have more business in the next hour.